Hello and welcome back to Highly Successful Couples. This is your host, Nick Solacek. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. The holidays are an interesting time for many of us. For some of us, it's a wonderful time of celebration, time with the family. Some of us love Christmas and celebrate it in a rich and deep way with many traditions. For some of us, Christmas is tough because it's a reminder of some of the relationships that we have lost. It's a reminder of some of the difficult dynamics we might have with certain members of our family. We want to be close. We want to have a positive experience of being together, but it's not always that way. You know, it can be filled with misattunement, disappointment, negativity, different dynamics that can fill that space. So I'm wishing all of you a peaceful, relaxing, and fulfilling holiday season, including, you know, well wishes into the new year. But I want to talk a little bit about a few things that you can keep in mind here over the holidays. A lot of that's got to do with boundaries, because the problems that we experience in our relationships are basically you're being treated in a way that you don't want to be treated, right? It's kind of what it boils down to with our relationship issues, with our romantic partner, with our parents, with coworkers. It's like that negative experience is basically I'm being related to in a way that I don't want to be. That doesn't make me feel very good. I don't like the when you talk to me that way. And that presents an opportunity for a boundary conversation, presents an opportunity for you to just notice and be aware, right, of what's appropriate, inappropriate, what is pleasant, what is unpleasant. And for the most important relationships in your life, for the people that you really want to be close with, you want to get to know, you want to keep them around, well, those are places and those are relationships where a conversation is possible to let someone know more about who you are and what you want. So let's talk a little bit about some baselines here that you can keep in mind. Now, while these might be healthy baselines or frameworks, ways of thinking that I would encourage for you, it doesn't mean that other people are always on board. And if you, for example, start embodying that you have a right to say no without feeling guilty. No, thank you. Right? And then that's it. Right? There's no, even if someone tries to guilt trip you, just say, oh, no, thank you. You know, you don't get hooked by that. Even if you change that pattern, let's say you're a people pleaser, you have a hard time saying no to others, you want to make everybody happy all the time, maybe especially your romantic partner or family members. If you start saying no, because you're attuned to kind of what's true for you and you want to be honest for that about that, you want to have your own back, well, that's not always going to be received well. Some people actually won't like if you grow or change. Some people might be confused by that because it's like, hey, we've always done it this way. Why all of a sudden at 30, 40, 50, 60 years old are you doing something different, right? Can be hard for them to process, but that's their work to do. And for you, going into the holidays especially, because there can be stress and expectations and busyness and, you know, we want things to go well. We're managing our time at parties and family gatherings and so on. Just want to keep a couple things in mind. The first is that you have a right to say no without feeling guilty. You have a right to saying something like, let me think about it and I'll get back to you, right? And then, you know, you have to get back to them. But you've got a right to that. No, thank you. No, thanks. I'm good. I'm full. I don't want dessert. No, I don't want another drink. You have a right to be treated with respect. You have a right to be treated with a sense of dignity, right? You have a right to make your needs as important as others. Your feelings are as important as other people's feelings. Your needs are as important as other people's needs. Now, they might not always relate to you that way. They might be holding a different idea in their mind about the way things should be. But that doesn't change the fact that you have a right. You have a right to make your needs as important as other people's. You've also got a right to be accepting of other people's mistakes and failures, just like you deserve and have a right for them to be accepting of you, right? For your family, for your partner, for people around you to say, okay, hey, I understand you made a mistake, or you got that wrong, or you know, you didn't follow through in the way that you wanted, and for people to accept and forgive. And with that can be paired a kind of a commitment to positive changes and an acknowledgement of like, hey, you know, this is not the way that I want things to go. I'd like to do this better in the future, and here's how. But there's really a sentiment of understanding and forgiveness here, and the ability to repair, you know? Because it's like if we just fuck things up one time and then, you know, we're written off by our family or our partner, that's not really a healthy kind of way of relating. Now, there are some things, there are some mistakes we can make that are terminal to relationships. Like for some people, betrayal, cheating, you know, having an affair could be a real hard no, right? If that happens, I'm done. I'm out of here. But there are other mistakes that are more common, like forgetting to take out the trash and forgetting to pay a bill, showing up late to an engagement. It's like, oh, okay, I screwed that up. I didn't manage things right. Those are the things we need to be more accepting of, because they're going to happen. We're going to forget. We're going to misremember. You also have a right to not meet other people's unreasonable expectations of you. And people do have unreasonable expectations. You know, that's going to come up. So we can make clear agreements. We can talk about things, but it's not on you to meet the unreasonable, made up, imagined, undiscussed, right? Things we haven't even agreed to. You know, someone's got ideas and assumptions and expectations of you they haven't talked about or said, hey, are you on board with this? They haven't gotten consent or agreement. You have a right to not meet those expectations. It's totally okay. And you don't need to feel bad about that. You also have a right to limits, right? So limits of your energy, limits of your time, limits that you will give to others, the limit that you will spend on Christmas gifts, the limit that you will even spend at family dinner, right? Or how many nights you're going to stay over if you're visiting family. You have a right to limit that. And for many people, it can take years of noticing the similar patterns that happen, the negative toll that it can take on you, how actually spending more than a couple hours with the family sometimes can, there's like a threshold. And for some of you, it might be 10 minutes. But for some of you, you might notice after 3 or 4 hours, it's like, okay, I think I'm kind of done, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. For some of you, you might have a much more positive experience, and 1, 2, 3 days, there's a limit there somewhere. There's a limit to how much charity work you might do. There's a limit to how much volunteering you might do. All of these are kind of healthy baselines that you're entitled to. I'm giving you permission, you know, for that. And so much of the pain we experience is that people relate to us in ways that we don't want them to relate to us. Ways that we don't want to be treated like that, right? And there are little indicators on the dashboard of our car that can indicate that something is out of alignment, maybe a boundary is being crossed, something's up here. And just because we're getting a signal, just because a light is illuminated on the dashboard of the car, doesn't always mean we have to act immediately, right? If you're out of gas driving down the freeway and you're on empty, okay, well, that might be a more urgent situation. You got to act. If it's low on windshield wiper fluid, okay, well, maybe I can get to that tomorrow or the next day. So it's not always that we have to do something right away. And with our personal relationships, they're more complicated than managing a vehicle. So there are different things that we can do. We don't always have to have a direct conversation. As I've mentioned before, sometimes we can take a step back, right? We can wait. We can pause. We can pull away from certain relationships, not put as much energy into them. Nothing wrong with that. You got options is kind of what I'm saying. But the lights on the dashboard of the car here are really, you know, you're mad. You're mad at someone. You're resentful. There's someone that you try to avoid at family gatherings or in life. You're worried about running into somebody. Somebody makes you feel anxious. Maybe you're blaming someone for something, for your problems, for something going on with you. You feel like you can't be yourself. You know, you're not getting your needs met. Maybe you feel like you overfunction. You have to do everything yourself. These are all signals that something's out of alignment. Something's not really feeling okay. Like it's just things are okay, or it's okay to be you. You know, that people are going to relate to you in a kind, open, non-judgmental way. And some people just don't have that quality, right? If you are going to choose to have a conversation with someone, you know, take ownership for your piece. Try not to point any fingers, because when we shame, blame, put down, and attack, usually raises alarm bells. You know, the other person's sort of brain just goes into protective defensive mode is typically how that's going to go. And there's a difference between, you got to give people some grace, okay? There's a difference between somebody making an error and somebody making a violation. So a boundary error is like they don't know you that well, or they know you extremely well. Let's say it's a parent and they don't realize that they're crossing your boundary because it hasn't gotten through their thick skull, or you've never talked to them about it. So there's a difference between that and a violation. A boundary violation is you have talked to them about it. You've talked to them about it many times and they still do it. They still do that same thing. And what that comes down to is, hey, okay, I've had this conversation. You keep crossing the boundary, and there needs to be a consequence there. Great boundaries have consequences. If you are not able to limit your drinking when I'm around, if you're not able to avoid getting blackout drunk at Christmas Eve, I'm not coming over for Christmas Eve, or I'm going to leave when I feel the time is appropriate. If you're not able to speak to me in a more kind and neutral way, then, you know, I'm not going to come to all of these celebrations. I'm going to have to distance myself. I'm going to have to protect myself. That's a healthy thing. And with family, this is tough, because the fact that we struggle with boundaries, or that we even have to set them at all, or like, wouldn't it be nice if families just related to each other in an open, loving, non-judgmental way instead of misattunement and resentment and frustration, right? And criticism and all the other stuff that's there. And this is the origin of everything, right? That's why they call it family of origin. This is where the patterns started. This is how things were formed. Families have cultures. They have secret, covert agreements that they keep. Right? Undiscussed agreements. It's just how we do it, right? We triangulate, or we talk shit, or we all drink a lot. You know, we collude. You do it with your romantic partners and you do it with your family. We collude in this pattern. And if there's something going on, I'm talking to you, the one who's listening, if there's something going on that you do not like, that does not make you feel good, you have a choice in the matter. You don't have to collude. You can do a different dance. You can be different while everyone else is being the same. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it is possible. So just something to think about here going into the holidays and having a right to say no. You know, it's okay to be you. It's okay to limit your time and your energy. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you're going to have a conversation with someone, you know, a couple of general recommendations, just identify what's coming up for you and try to identify, like, what's the boundary that's being crossed or violated? And what is it that you need in a positive context? Because if you can identify what you need in a positive way, it's hard to do, right? Because it's like what we think about is like, don't talk to me like that, you know? But really the need might be something like in a positive way. Hey, you know, it's really important to me that we talk to each other in a kind and loving way. Or it's really important to me that people in my life treat me with respect. It's so important. And then be able to actually describe how to meet that need, you know? Like, how is it that the person could better meet that need? And in your mind, quietly, privately, you can think of a consequence. Okay, well, if they are not able to do that, this is how I'm going to respond. This is what I'm going to do. And you can share with them in an open-hearted, loving way what the consequence is. It doesn't need to be manipulative. It doesn't need to be, I'm going to do this. It doesn't need to be aggressive. It doesn't need to go that way. It's just a real kind of honoring of yourself. With no, you know, trying to get at other people or pull their strings or trigger them. Just an honoring of yourself, a sincere honoring, right? And all what this, like, people think boundaries are like, I want to put a boundary between me and you and I want to push you away and, you know, I don't want to see you anymore. Well, that's kind of more of a wall. And a boundary, boundaries are great for the people that we love. Boundaries are great for the people that we care about. It's like, hey, here's how to love me. Here's how to relate to me. You know, here's really who I am and what matters. It's hard to have these conversations with family. But they're important. They're important. Okay. So, just a couple notes there. This stuff's hard to do because, you know, like, if our family didn't have great boundaries, they didn't teach us about them, we might not really have a firm and confident embodiment and understanding of, like, how to have our own back, you know, how to really stand up for ourselves. And that can make it difficult to do with the people who are the, you know, from the origin. So I'm rooting for all of you on that. Now, if you're in a relationship, the holidays are a perfect time to reflect. That could be gratitude and appreciation for what you have, for what you've got going, appreciating one another. I recommend doing it every day, not just the holidays. But one thing that's present is if you're in a relationship, if you're with your partner, you're going to family gatherings, you're going to holiday dinners, you are, no matter how long you've been together, you're going to notice old patterns. You're going to notice old ways of being. You're going to notice your partner maybe shutting down, getting quiet. You might notice your partner going into people-pleasing mode or talking in a voice that doesn't totally seem like them. It's like they're going into some other kind of character around their family. And these are all little patterns and subtleties and adaptations that show up, right? The things that we learn to do to protect ourselves when we're young, it's going to show up typically in when we are close to our family of origin. So couples, please do not shame, blame, attack, criticize each other over this stuff, but notice and be curious and try to come at this with a sense of non-judgment. Just a noticing and a witnessing. Holidays are stressful, filled with expectations and busyness. And so what can happen is when we get stressed, when we get busy, when we've got a lot going on, we can go into our protective mode, just a real subtle kind of protective mode sometimes. And for some of us, that means getting quiet. Some of us, that means getting a little bit loud, wanting to talk about things, ask a lot of questions. And we're really just trying to be safe. No matter what direction we push, expanding our energy or constricting our energy, we're really just actually trying to maintain a sense of safety for ourselves. So This will present opportunities to notice patterns within you, within your family system, within your partner. And what matters here is that concept we've talked about before, the couple bubble, sticking together, staying on the same team. Really, really important. All right, so I'm going to share one thing here before we wrap up. I was traveling a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, with my partner. And we were in a tropical destination. We were meeting some friends. And we walked into this beautiful, I mean, just stunning, stunning restaurant overlooking the beach. It's really actually one of my favorite places to eat. You can see dolphins and you know, whales, and it's just incredible. We sit down. We're so great to see our friends. We don't live in the same country as them anymore. And what my friends didn't know is that Alyssa and I, we had had a little bit of a bickering sort of, I don't know, disagreement. Who knows what it was about? It's always something simple and stupid, right? But we get into this fight because there's some trigger from the past, right? And we sit down, and I'm just not feeling good. I'm not feeling connected to her. And I'm feeling like my psyche is like pulled into that. And I'm just feeling a little off, right? In my body, feeling a little maybe shame or feeling a little frustration. And so what I said to our friends is, hey, you know, it's so great to see you guys. We sat down at the table, said hello. I just interrupted that whole thing. I say, it's so great to see you guys. And we're so looking forward to having a bite to eat. But we just need to go outside for a sec because, you know, we're having an important conversation and we really need to finish that and like kind of get back on the same page. So we're going to go back out and we'll come back in and just give us a couple minutes. Is that cool? No problem, they said, right? So that we leave, they're thinking, holy shit, you know, probably what's going on with these guys. But Alyssa and I went outside. No shame, right? Just resilience. And we finished the conversation. We repaired that moment and we, you know, came to an understanding so that we could walk back in holding hands and feeling more resolved about that energy. And what so many of us do, right? Because you know this moment, if you live with your partner, you know this moment where it's like you're kind of getting into something, or it's like there's some stress about hosting or having people over or getting to the venue on time. And so you've got that little energy, or maybe there's a back and forth or a quiet frustration or annoyance. And then, you know, the people knock on the door and then it's like, oh, hi, hello, right? And everyone puts on a smile. Or you walk into the restaurant like, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, like pretend like you weren't just having a bicker with your partner. I know I've had those moments. I saw that in my family system growing up. I know many of you, you know, have experienced that. And those are also opportunities to take the mask off, not necessarily in front of everybody, but just to acknowledge, hey, we just need to finish talking about something and to go have that moment, you know, to tend to it, to not kick the can down the road, sweep things under the rug, because your partner is one of the most important people in your life, maybe the most important person. I know my partner is the most important person in my life, and I try to treat her that way. Sometimes I get it wrong, right? I might drop the ball in a moment and be a little short, be a little selfish or something like that, go into my avoidant pattern. But coming back to the couple bubble, we take care of each other. This relationship matters. You know, we are a team. So try to maintain that united front always, but especially during the holidays when we got all of this stuff going on. We're pushed and pulled in different directions. We're feeling we got to meet certain expectations. We are obligated to do things, you know? Well, I just have to go. I'm just obligated. You have more of a choice in the matter. You know, you can limit, you have a right to limit your time and energy. You can change old traditions if they're not working for you. You can do things differently. You really can. And that might be confusing to some people, right? Or they might not understand. And then there's another opportunity for them to get to know you better and for you to be more of who you really are. This kind of growth is not like painless or easy or always comfortable. It's usually uncomfortable, you know? So we're trying to reclaim parts of us that maybe have been lost along the way somewhere in our family system or otherwise. So be a team, stick together. Don't throw each other under the bus, and take that philosophy, take that strategy with you into the new year. All right, rooting for all of you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll see you soon.